as the sun rises on a new week for the Minnesota Vikings, the routine may seem the same. But things look drastically different. Gone are the familiar settings of Winter Park and replaced with a new temporary home. In a city with over 8 million residents, 4,000 miles from Minnesota. The Vikings have shifted what they call home from Eden Prairie to London this week as they prepare to face the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday.
People here have been so friendly and kind to us, it kind of, in a lot of ways, you don't feel as removed from your home as you would think, just because of the hospitality that we've received in the time we've been here. So it's been real positive in a lot of ways, and we're looking at this as an opportunity for our football team to really come together, and maybe this will be the one thing that'll jumpstart our season. At least that's what we're hoping, but so far, so good.
Trying to keep things as normal as possible, the Vikings are maintaining a regular week schedule at an athletic complex outside of London as they conduct their usual practices and timetable.
Now that we have our team over here, our head coach over here, our ownership over here to see the facilities, the way the Grove has treated us, our staff, that the support staff from the football operations point to make sure that our coaches and that our players have everything they would have as if we preparing for a normal game week back in the United States.
It has been a serious tone all week for the Vikings, who realize the importance of this game on Sunday as they take on the Steelers in front of a sold-out Wembley Stadium in London. The Vikings are focused on heading back home on Monday with a win under their belt and a successful trip overseas.
You know, the reality is we're 0-3, and I don't think it's going to hurt us to be over here and to be, like you said, in a group, sort of a setting like this where we're kind of set apart a little bit as far as not being in London. I think it's nice even that we're out here and sort of away. You know, it certainly can't hurt, and I guess if you want to take the positive glasses half full, you know, I think it's going to be something that can help us. You know, and the reality is we won't know, but what we do know is we need to get a win, and our focus has to be on playing football and the job we need to do against Pittsburgh, but they'll have enough challenges for us. But this just, you know, some added challenges in the traveling, and, you know, obviously they're going to go through the same thing. So, you know, we hope it brings us closer together and that we can go get a win.
Well, it's huge. I mean, you don't want to go into the bye, you know, following a loss, particularly when you are where we are at this juncture. So it's a big game for us. We realize that, and we know the importance of it, and we're going to prepare in that way.
Yeah, you're kind of secluded, and all you're doing is focusing on winning a football game. Then, yeah, I think then there could be an advantage to it, and it could help, you know, right the ship, especially if you get a win going into a bye week and you have time to kind of recollaborate and focus on your next opponent. But, again, it's all how people handle it, and you got to handle it the right way. And like I said, at the end of the day, we're professional football players, and our job is to win football games no matter where they're played. So I try not to look at, you know, that kind of stuff like brain. We just got to win football games.
Not a vacation. You know, it's great to be here in London, but 0-3 right now, it's time for us to get a W, you know. So it's very critical, especially going into the bye week. I know Pittsburgh normally travels well, but, you know, it's a home game for us. You know, we have a lot of fans here, a lot of fans that came in to support us as well. So whatever the atmosphere is, you know, we got to get a W, you know. So that's our main mission.